Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. America. Hey, it's me. It's Ray Lytle, along with the one and only Spanky. Nikki is, Nikki was in the hospital again last night, so. Let's do it, huh? How we doing, Spanky? Welcome.
Hey, what up, buddy?
How are you, man? How are you, man?
I'm great.
You started early?
Did you get my message last night?
No, what time did you call me?
I don't know. I can't remember now.
Let's see. What is the, do I have any messages? Let me see here. Hold on. I do have a voicemail from yesterday. I have one. I have not listened to it.
Okay.
Can I listen to it on the air?
Sure.
All right. Hold on. Let me play it. Hold on. We'll see how it, we'll see if it's playable on air or not. All right. Hold on. Let's just see here.
You have one unheard message.
Hey, buddy. Spanky. Just woke up, still drinking. Just wanted to check in. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, you're right. That message sounded very important.
It was. You didn't get the meaning of it?
No, that was it. It just said, "Hey, buddy, this is Spanky. I just woke up. I was still drinking. Okay, talk to you later." That's basically what the message said. That's what it said.
I maybe butt dialed you or something.
Yeah, no, I. No, you were talking directly to me. You didn't butt dial me. You didn't butt dial me. You said, "Hey, buddy." Like as soon as it picked up.
Oh, I don't know what I was doing.
You made it seem like this is a very important message. That if I didn't listen to this message, you know.
Oh, I'd be missing something. I remember.
Yeah. What is it?
We're gonna put the band back together one more time for my birthday party.
By the way, listener Brent says, Spanky has been on the air for less than a minute, and he sounds drunk. D-R-U-N-K, drunk. No, of course he's drunk.
Well, God, I've been up drinking since 3 o'clock. What the hell do they want?
Why do you wake up so early, and the first thing you start doing is drinking?
No, I went and washed my car. Well, I did take a beer with me.
So I got to get your lifestyle down, all right? Ever since you blow off your fingers, or no, they got crunched off, or however, you know. Ever since you had that accident, you can't work.
Yes.
So I think that might be it. No. You might need psychological help. Because I can tell it's...
who?
I can tell you're going crazy. I can tell you're going, you're driving yourself crazy because you can't work.
Oh, yeah, hell, I've been crazy all my life.
So you wake up early every morning.
Oh, he's between 2 and 3.
And that's when you wake up. And then you decide, then you have this compulsion to wash your car at 3 o'clock in the morning.
3:21 to be exact today.
So you go out, and if there's not a homeless person sleeping in the car wash bin, then you go ahead and you wash the car.
Yeah, he wasn't there today.
Obviously. And you take beer with you as you drive and wash the car.
Take coffee or tea.
Is this a car wash where you go through automatically or that you have to physically use the sprayer?
I physically use it, but it takes me like probably $20 and 35 minutes to do it.
Well, you've only got one hand.
Well, and I forget what I'm washing.
Right.
It's going to be a great day, buddy.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So you go
out. It's going to be a great day.
You wash the car at 3:30 in the morning. It takes you how long?
Oh, I was probably there till 4:15.
You wash the hell out of that. You know, you could just go through like an automatic for like.
That's what I mean. I can't remember if I wash it off, so I'd have to stop and put in another dollar. And
right. It just seems like going through an automatic would be a lot easier.
Yeah. And then I sit in the car for a while and listen to the tunes and watch the traffic go by. Not a lot of traffic at 3:21 in the morning.
No, it's not. No, it's not very busy. Usually pretty, you know.
Not very busy.
Nice and, you know, you got the road to yourself a lot of times.
And then you go
home. Yeah, most time.
Then you go home and you start drinking.
Yeah, continue.
Well, yeah, considering you're drinking while... How many beers do you take with you to the car wash?
I took four.
Right. Well, that's not too many, right?
I took, you know, it took me two to get there, one to wash the car, one home.
So you're drinking while washing.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to see...
Add in my little holder.
Right.
I only got one hand, so I had to set it on the wash machine there where you put your money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So is the
it's all right.
Is the water still running when you go over there and take a drink of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you hold that with your fingerless hand, or?
Well, I just turn it down to like that, what do they call that, spot-free rinse?
Right.
I just stick it in a hole over there and then get me a drink and go back to business.
Oh, that's pretty smart, yeah. And then you can, that's why it takes an hour to wash the car. Well,
yeah, sometimes I forget what I'm washing.
I tell you, this is the car your wife takes to work every morning after she wakes up?
No, it's the one I drive. I don't wash hers.
Wait a minute. You don't even leave your house.
But it's got to look good.
I figured you're washing your car so that when, or I thought you were washing your wife's car so she would look good on her way to work. You don't even wash that one.
Occasionally, but I've been washing mine.
Which just sits in your driveway all day.
It sits in my garage.
So I thought you were washing it so people drive by and think, oh, that's a nice car.
No, I put it back in my garage so people don't get it dirty.
Oh, you are unbelievable. But yet you wash it every, you try to wash it every morning.
About 3 days a week.
Oh, for God's sakes. Oh, Spanky. Well, congratulations.
I'll wait now and I'll wash it Friday.
Congratulations on your nice, clean car.
Thank you.
Hey, no Nikki today.
No, what's the matter with Nikki?
I don't know. She sent me, I woke up to this. She sent me a message. What time she sent it? Hold on. It was on Facebook. She sent me a message at 8:02. excuse me.
Bless you.
Yeah, she sent me a message at 8:02 saying, I'm out, was in ER again. I mean, boy, she's in that ER all the time. I don't know what's wrong with her this time.
Well, maybe we should search it out and I'll go check on her.
No, you're not going to go check on her at the hospital.
Yeah. Well, I'm just telling you, if she partied every day like I did,
right,
she wouldn't be sick.
She said, let's see, when did she... She was sick. Well, she had a test last week. And she had a body bacterial infection. Good Lord.
That ain't no good.
I know. Poor Nikki. And last time she was in, she got that the colonoscopy done that one time.
Oh, the garden hose thing?
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, she's had a rough, you know. Nikki has it rough, but she's gone today. She had to go to the ER for something.
She probably just needs me to sit bedside and sing her songs and read her books.
Oh, by the way, listener Brent says, Spanky takes meticulous care of his car and also drives it around drunk. It's true, yeah. Are you?
No.
They want to know, are you taking care of your car so that when you get pulled over, it looks really clean for the cops? At 3 o'clock
well, yeah,
in the morning.
So when they tow it, it's a nice, shiny car.
Oh, my God. You are something else. You really are.
I tell you, these people worry about my shiny car, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. Yeah, that's what they're worried about, is the shininess of your car. That's all anybody got from that story. Is the fact
that
you have
a clean
car, right? Most people are under the impression that that story was about, you know, you drinking at very, very abnormal times. That's what they got from that story. However, you're right. It was your car being washed that everyone was concerned about.
The part I'm concerned about, the people that are concerned about me,
right?
They go out on weekends and stay out till 2, 3, 4 o'clock.
Right.
So what's
and they go home and go to bed
on Monday?
Well, because they go home and go to bed. You are waking up and doing that.
I've already slept like they have just because they got to go to work.
Yeah, but you're spending the entire. What do you do like when you start to wear off? excuse me.
When I'm done drinking?
Yeah.
I'll take a nap for about 2 hours and then I'll get up and go to Walmart for my loving wife and.
Right.
Usually stop and buy some more beer on the way home.
Of course.
And, you know, I do all my husbandly duties of taking care of things for her.
Yeah.
And then I come back home and rest for a while, and then I have a couple cocktails and right back to where I was.
Right. Well, of course. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
But I got to do it early today because I'm going to take my wife out for dinner.
Oh, so you got to get that drinking out of the way.
Well, I'll get it done so I can get a nap from about, 11 to 6.
When she gets home from work.
Yeah, I'll be good. I said, honey, I ain't been doing anything. I've been doing this, and this.
Well,
and she'll say, you're a liar because there's beers in the garbage.
So she goes home and sees all the beer in the garbage can.
Beer cans, yeah.
Right.
Sometimes I'll hide them out back underneath the grill.
Right, so she won't know.
Not two of them, because she knows my tricks. You know, I've been with her 20 years.
Right. So she's just resolved that you are going to drink.
Yeah, I don't hurt nobody.
Uh-huh.
Don't go out of the house, cause trouble. Yeah. Well, sometimes.
Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning to wash,
ain't nobody out.
To wash your car, not hers.
Yeah, but I mean, if that homeless guy would have been there, I'd have given him a beer. He probably would have been pretty happy.
Yeah, sure he would have enjoyed it.
And then he could have laid there, and I'd just spray him down, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows, if you're lucky enough, maybe one day you could sleep over there right next to him in the old car wash.
I might be there someday.
Yeah. Oh, Spanky. Spanky,
so what's
Spanky,
going on
Spanky.
In your world today?
Well, so, yeah, I wake up today, and I see that Nikki is not, going to be doing the show. So, I mean, I'll be honest. I'm like, oh, man, that bums me out, because, I like doing the show with Nikki, And then,
She's a good girl.
Yeah, so I'm laying in bed, right? And I'm waiting. I got up like 10 after 8, So Nikki had just, she had just, I wonder if that's what woke me up. So I get up and I'm bummed. I'm like, oh, no Nikki. And so I'm like, oh, well, and then I start thinking, you know what? Maybe Spanky will call. I'm like, Spanky's been calling lately. I said, well, maybe he'll call, so I'll have somebody to talk to. And lo and behold, I walk, I had to go to the bathroom to pee,
Mm-hmm.
And I made the mistake of sitting to pee instead of standing to pee.
Yeah.
And when I sit to pee. Forgive me. When I sit to pee, I take much longer, because mm-hmm. I have that phone. So I'll sit to just pee, and then I'll look it on the phone. And I finish peeing, but I'm still, on Twitter and stuff. So then I get angry at myself, because I'm like, oh, man, I allotted like a minute for me to pee, and it's been like 5 minutes, So I got to get up and run into the studio, and I run down the hallway, the 24 steps or whatever that I take.
I understand.
And then then all of a sudden I see the phone was ringing and it was you. So, So that was a nice surprise. Well,
I felt it was my civic duty. See, I'm learning a lot about culture.
Right.
And this is my civic duty. I seen that word the other day. It kind of sounds cool.
Right. I'm glad you did it.
So,
I'm very, very glad that you decided to do that.
Well, I think you do. Call today.
You hope what?
That dog lady person.
Oh, yeah. She is, you know what?
She started yelling at me.
She has not called in a few shows, so.
Oh, boy.
Good old.
She don't like me.
Good old dog food lady.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, well. So we've got a. Trying to see if anything's going on in the world. That's the main reason I check Twitter, you know.
Yeah.
Is to see if anything happened while I slept. However, you know, there is some things going on. I guess I haven't read it yet, so. Donald Trump is a big expose on your buddy Trump today coming out in Newsweek.
That's cool.
Is that a lot? Well, no. It says bad things about him.
Well, it's okay because that lady died.
What lady died?
Hillary is what they said last night on the news.
Hillary Clinton did not die.
Well, that's what they were talking about. Didn't you hear it on the news?
No. I didn't hear that on the news. Well, I heard I hear the Chicago news station that made the mistake. It said she died, but
yeah, it was on them nighttime guys at 10:30.
Right. Well, no, she's fine. Hillary Clinton, not dead.
Well, they said she died, so I thought, well, old Donald, my buddy, he got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, your buddy. So I haven't read it, though. I'm not going to comment on this story until I read it, you know.
I'm going to be a security guard.
What? Security guard for what?
Donald.
Oh, my God. I don't think it matters. I mean, they're doing all these exposés that, you know. I don't think anyone, the people that follow Donald Trump, they don't care. There's nothing they can hear about him that's going to not make them vote for him. So
that's the way I don't care what he does, what he says.
There are some interesting news stories, though, that I could tell you about. Like, for example, Spanky.
Okay.
There's a mother and a son, all right, in, I think it's a, Boone Cove?
A 45-year-old North Carolina woman and her 25-year-old son have been arrested for having sex with each other, police said. Melissa Nell Kitchens allegedly had sex with Sean Thomas Pfeiffer sometime last month, according to a police spokeswoman. The mother and son, both of Asheville, were arrested last week and face felony incest charges, which could land them in jail up to 3 years. In addition to incest charges, Sean Pfeiffer faces charges of indecent liberties with a child.
Good Lord, a child?
Yeah.
Yeah, she...
That's just sick.
Yeah, I mean, this woman and her son. The son's 25, the woman's 44. And they got busted for having sex. So how do they find out about it, you know?
Well, it's probably one of them ignorant people that probably took pictures and put on the internet, you know. Hey, look, I'm banging my mom.
I doubt he put it on the internet. And they said that they were, so somehow, they must have somehow known, you know.
But then they sex with a child.
Yeah.
Sick son of bitches.
And they had, the guy was already facing charges of indecent liberties with a child from an incident that took place on August 13th. Now, I don't know what that charge is. Indecent liberties could be many different things. But it was with a child, so. But they arrested him and his mother for having sex. They must have had, did they have it in public? How the hell does anybody know what they're doing?
So they had that. Hang on, man. I got to get beer.
All right. It sounded like an alarm telling him to get beer, didn't it, everybody? Shh, get beer. Okay. Get beer. Was it an alarm telling you to get beer? What was that noise?
No, it might have been. I don't know. Maybe I farted.
Right. It could have been. Maybe it was.
I don't know.
Yeah, so the guy...
But, I mean, that's sick when it involves a kid.
Well, yeah, but... This, well. Yeah, I don't know who anything about that. They didn't say anything about that. They just said he was arrested for liberties with a child, but I don't know what that means.
Yeah, but that other deal, you know, they put on the internet.
Well, why would someone put that on the internet?
Because they're have you seen half that shit on the internet?
I don't know who would watch. I mean, who would want to see that?
I wouldn't. I mean, they ought to hang them or shoot them.
You know that stuff's on the, unlike the porno pages, but it's fake, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's always a stepmom. If you go to the porno sites, it's always a stepmom that's up to no good. According to porno web pages, like YouPorn and Pornhub. Look at me. I named all of them. I don't know of any. Maybe there are. I don't know of any other ones, but on those pages, you'd think that every woman who's ever been a stepmom ends up cheating on their husbands by having sex with you know, all their stepchildren.
Yeah, either by the daughter or the son.
Or the daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Or the son's friends. Or the son's girlfriend's best friend. Yeah, there's a lot of sex going on with these stepmothers, so you watch it with the stepmoms, people. Yeah, they're on to the porno websites are on to you. They know what's going on. This man I can't even imagine how that could happen.
Yeah, hang on here a minute. Let me flip my DirecTV guide up here.
Go right ahead.
And we'll see if there's any of them step families.
By the way, Corey says, who the hell has a hobby of cleaning cars? You're right, Corey. I don't know what's wrong with Spanky. His hobby's waking up early and cleaning his car. Oh, God.
It's always got to look good, yeah, man, in case you go to jail.
Never know. Yeah,
let me see here.
You never know. Oh, God. Oh, man.
Don't see any of them steppings yet.
What are you looking at? On CIA? What is it you're looking at?
I got my DirecTV up here, the screen.
Yeah.
And looking at the pay per view, you know.
You're looking at the porno pay per view, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
See if there's anything breaking out here, Benny. Well, here's one that says Mama Bangs Black Guys. Oh, I shouldn't have said that, should I? Sorry about that.
No, you're just reading the titles of, yeah. You know.
Man, there's some weird names of these things.
Right. Well, that's, you know. Read me some names.
Grandma licks teens deep in their...
Right. Well, go read all... We're on the internet. Read whatever it says. I don't care. This is on the guide.
Hang on,
This is on the DirecTV guide.
Let me get the guide. Oh, here. Barely legal teen hotties spread their legs for grandma's head. In a filthy, gilf, on-teen lesbian sex session.
Who watches that? Who wants to watch that?
Who would want to watch your grandma? Or think of your... Oh, my God. Here's another one for you.
All right.
Swinger orgies screwed through her panties. What the hell? Well, here's one for Sean Blant.
What's that?
Chinese sex slave. Hang on, I gotta get a drink. Get all dry.
Chinese sex slave is what.
You want some more?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead. I'm sure that Sean's glad to know that you think he's into Chinese sex slaves. All right, what else?
Well, wasn't he like into those Asian girlies?
He wanted to have an Asian girl. I don't think he wanted to make anyone a sex slave.
Well,
I mean, that's a hell of a leap going from, I've never been with an Asian girl. I'd love to be with one. By the way, it's offensive to women because they hate to be. Women don't appreciate being, you know, used just for their ethnicity or their, you know.
Here you go.
All right.
7 o'clock tonight.
All right.
Let me get it pulled up here.
Right. and see what's on tonight. In case I feel like watching a porno, you know.
My stepmom banged my boy and made me eat her cooch.
That sounds like an educational film. All right, that sounds like a good one.
Oh, my God, they're so weird. Cheating love affairs. I did your wife and made her cream. What the hell?
That's not, once again, that sounds like another fine film that people are missing.
Oh, here you go.
All right.
This is right up our alley. Chubby teens bang till they jiggle.
Chubby teens bang till they jiggle. Well, that sounds... If only Jim were alive.
Oh.
Yeah, Jim would get...
He would be all over that.
He would get those young girls, you know? And he'd be begging, hey, I was with an 18-year-old last night. This is like when he was 50-something, you know. I was with an 18-year-old. We're like, wow. And then you'd see her, and you're like, oh, my God. She's as fat as a 40-year-old.
Okay, I got one more for you.
All right.
Granny's wet cooter got pounded.
There's a lot of grandma sex on the...
grandmas and the stepmoms and... Let's see if I find one more step family.
And creaming and cooching. There's a lot of things going on in that DirecTV guide.
Oh, here we go. Older stepmoms and younger teens bang boys together.
Oh, well. They don't hold back on the descriptions.
Nope. And that's your TV lineup from Spanky. Drink a beer.
Thank you for waking me up.
There you go, everyone. Spanky's. That's brilliant. Oh, my God.
That's crazy shit now.
Spanky reading the descriptions of porno on TV. We might have stumbled into a great feature there. That is fantastic. Oh, my God. Yeah, so in North Carolina, that's going on, Spanky.
Well, today we have older grandmas getting their cooters pounded by younger studs.
Really unbelievable. All right, there's a guy in... This is crazy.
If I have to choose between Almighty God and Social Security and the federal government, believe you me, Jesus Christ wins out.
Believe you me, Jesus Christ wins out.
This he is on a step stool, isn't he?
An Illinois man who works for the Social Security offices in his home state of Illinois for 14 years was asked... to watch an LGBT inclusive workplace diversity training video. In other words, they wanted the people at the state of Illinois to watch a video that said, okay, listen, don't pick on people because of their... All it was is basically to say, don't pick on people because they're gay. That's all it was.
Yeah.
And this guy, David Hall... who works at the Social Security Administration office in Champaign, said, and you guys might have seen this, this is on Channel 3 the other day, so. He was told, hey, you got to watch this video. Now, basically, once again, all the video does is tell you, don't make fun of someone because of their sexuality. Don't not include them or treat them differently. Because they're gay, which, by the way, is a pretty nice lesson, you know, that we should teach everyone. You know, we teach that to, you know, we teach that to our children so they don't grow up and be assholes, you know. And so the Social Security Administration office said, watch this video. The video is only like, it's not even that long, you know. And they said, take a few minutes and watch this workplace diversity training video, which once again says, it basically says, don't be an asshole to people who are gay for being gay. You can be an asshole to someone because they're an asshole, you know, but you can't pick out the fact that they're gay as being the reason. That's basically what these videos say, you know.
Yeah.
So this guy, David Hall from Champaign, was told, you've got to watch that video. You know, got to watch the video and blah, blah, blah. And he said, I refuse to watch that video because of my religion. And they said, your religion has nothing to do with it. Just either watch the video, you're going to be suspended for 2 days. This is everybody. Everybody's going to be suspended if you don't watch it. Or anybody who doesn't watch it is going to be suspended. And he still refused to watch it. So they suspended him for 2 days without pay. And he still refuses to watch the video. So he says, this is what he says. His Hall's objection to viewing the video is that he is Christian, and watching that video violates his religious freedoms because he says, quote, I'm not going to certify sin. He says the video promotes an agenda and a lifestyle that I simply don't agree with. And he said people should not be forced to watch it. You know. He says we have never done that for...
I can understand that, but I don't...
Listen, it's not the video doesn't show gay sex. All the video says is don't be an asshole to someone because they're gay. I mean, don't pick on them for being gay. That's what the video is. He says that this video promotes an agenda and a lifestyle that he doesn't agree with, and he says we have never done that for another particular class of people. We haven't done it for veterans, the disabled, blacks, Hispanics, or anything else. By the way, you do. It's a diversity training video. There are videos that tell you that there are rules that say you can't be assholes to people for being disabled, black, or Hispanic. By the way,
exactly.
Name me one person that's picking on veterans. Find me a case of anyone picking on veterans, other than the congressman, the Republican congressman in Washington, D.C., who refused to fund the damn VA.
Exactly.
And I'll listen to your claim that people are picking on veterans for being a veteran. People throw veterans. You know, I'm so sick of people using veterans for an excuse for everything. They try to throw veterans in. Oh, I'm special with veterans. What? Veterans? Mm-hmm. What veterans are getting picked on? By the way, you're not born a veteran. You choose to be a veteran. Unless, of course, you're talking about someone who was a veteran during, say, the Vietnam War, where they were drafted.
Yeah.
He says that he was given direct orders on June 2nd and then again on June 24th to watch the video from a supervisor. After he refused both times and requested a religious exemption from the training, an official reprimand was made, and he was suspended from his job without pay. And so he then returned back to work, right?
Yeah.
And they told him, they said, listen, they said, you got to still watch that video. I know you're back now, but you got to watch the video. And he says, I'm still not going to watch it because he's afraid the video. I'm assuming he says that that somehow watching this video is going to convert him, Spanky.
So it's going to make him gay?
No, it's going to make him be, you know, it's actually going to force him to like gay people, which he claims is against the Christian religion. By the way, the Christian religion does not hate gay people. There's nothing in religion that says, hey, you've got to pick on gay people. It doesn't work. It doesn't work that way.
And I'm sure there's not. In his church, does he even not know there might be a gay couple there at his church?
I'm sure that there are. But he's afraid if he watches the video, like he's scared. I don't want to watch that video. Then I'm not going to hate the gays anymore.
Yeah.
I can't live life if I can't hate gays. I might watch this video. It might make me like them. I would rather be fired from my job than have to lock gaze. So, by the way,
kind of sounds like he might be kind of on the line anyway. You know,
I don't know. Boy, he's very homophobic. The,
but I mean, usually those people end up being, you know.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but it's awful.
The communication director for Social Security, Doug Wynn, says the training video simply reminds our employees of their responsibility as representatives of the agency to provide the highest level of service to our customers. So it basically says, the video tells you how not to treat someone applying, in his case, for Social Security because they come in with a lisp or something, or because maybe somehow they reveal they're gay, that you're not supposed to be an asshole to them for being gay. That's all the video says. According to this guy, he says, the training includes a brief session on tips for increasing cultural awareness in a diverse and inclusive environment. And that's all it is. So this guy, so anti-gay that he's actually got an attorney who is going to represent him to somehow to keep him from having to watch the video. And then his last quote is the guy said, I'm not asking for anyone's approval or forgiveness. I'm simply trying to live out my life, my faith, and be obedient to the will of God. Well, I don't know how God doesn't want you to watch a video that tells you not to be an asshole to people. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't even make sense. Even to me drinking.
Yeah, and I thought the religious problem was that you didn't want gays marrying because you thought you found a passage in the Bible that says gays can't marry, only a man and a woman could marry. No one's telling you. No one's even telling you to approve. No one's even telling you to approve of a lifestyle. They're just saying, don't treat someone like an asshole, or don't be an asshole to someone because they're gay. Oh well.
I mean, it's not like you got to invite them in your house and have a meal with them.
Absolutely.
I mean, what all the shit going on in the world?
And this
and
is what
he's
he has
worried
to,
about. Yeah. That
this is what he's worried about. Oh well.
Yeah, he needs a life.
So yeah, that's what's going on in the. That's what's going on in the news. By the way, that was on Channel 3. I wish I pulled that whole video up, but I don't have time. Yeah. So.
People are nuts.
Oh well. And then I guess that the you know, there are conservatives mad at. Colin Powell.
Yeah.
Because he, I guess he and Condoleezza Rice said some bad things about Donald Trump, you know.
Uh-huh.
where they were like, you know, like hoping he was going to lose or something. I don't know. I think somebody got hacked. Looks like somebody got hacked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first, Trump's people revealed, I'm not a Trump, Colin Powell's people confirmed that his office told Hillary Clinton's office he was leaving and she was coming in, and you know, after she was named Secretary of State from President Obama, they reached out, blah blah blah, and they told her. And they said that he had told her, listen, be very dareful, or be very careful, dareful, be very careful, you know, if she used a BlackBerry. But they also told her about how he set up his private email server, because he had a private email server, just like Clinton did. His, just like Clinton's, was not hacked. So someone went ahead, but and hacked him this week, I guess, or something.
Oh, okay.
And Trump came up in one of the conversations. And I guess it was between he was talking to Condoleezza Rice or somebody, and he said that Donald Trump is a national disgrace and an international pariah. And in the email, he said Then, let's see, somehow his Russian ties came up, and then it shows that he also criticized Trump's lack of outreach to black voters. And he said there's nothing he can say to convince black Americans to give him their votes. And he also criticized Trump for being ridiculous with the birther movement, you know. So now, I guess Republicans are mad at him because he's supposed to be one of them, you know.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, in the leaked emails, he also says that he criticized Clinton, saying here's a quote from the email. He goes, she could have killed this 2 years ago by merely telling everyone honestly what she had done and not tie me to it. You know, he was pissed off because she revealed that that it was his people that told her to use the email. And I guess in his letter, he said, that's not true. He goes, they asked specifically about it and he told them how he did it. That's it. He's, in other words, he was angry that she put his name out there. He's like, it wasn't my fault that I told you how I did, blah, 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 you know. So anyway,
well, I don't see any of them running for president.
Well, they're angry. Other Republicans did, you know, they lost. They lost to Trump, which is what I said. People don't care. No one's going to not vote for Donald Trump because Colin Powell has an email that says, you know, because Colin Powell had an email that says that he is, you know, not fit or whatever, but a national disgrace, you know.
Yeah, but the people, I mean, like myself, I'm going to vote for him.
Yeah, I know. I could tell. And yeah. Nothing's going to make you not vote for him.
Exactly, because, I mean, you look on her side, or, I mean, either way, we're probably going to be doomed.
So you're going to vote for the worst of the two candidates. That'll teach us.
What the hell? I mean, you got a girl, old lady, on this side with her husband.
Right.
Going to tell her everything to do.
Yeah. So, oh, you think that Bill Clinton's going to tell her what to do?
Oh, you know, he's right there.
But, I mean, he was a pretty pretty successful president, right?
Yeah, I thought he was.
Well, why wouldn't you want him to tell her what to do?
Politics sucks. That's what I think.
I love this story. These
That'd
people...
be like me running for mayor of Lincoln.
These people were running a marathon, all right, in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know, the Lehigh Valley over there. They're running a marathon, and... oh, excuse me. And so in the middle of the marathon, a train came through. And the chorus had people running over these train tracks. Well, when the train came through, they were all held up. So the people that were barely in the lead, they got past the train. Everybody else had to wait.
How can you call that fair?
And then, so the people that were in front, they won by like a lot. Meanwhile, everybody in the marathon was waiting. So everybody who was at the bottom, you know, they caught up. And then some people were so, like, impatient waiting for the train that they tried to run in between the train cars while it was going on the track.
And they got hit.
And they got hit. Of course they got injured. You can't jump in between a train.
I was going to say, how could you jump between?
But that's how fired up they were about having this marathon. And they, of course, they got injured trying to do that and... blah, 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 you know.
Crazy ass. Hey, did you hear anything about the football last night?
Last night was Tuesday night. There wasn't any football.
Or Monday. What about the guy running down the field a couple days
ago? Oh, yeah,
ago?
Yeah. That was in the that was in the San Francisco and L.A. Rams game. That was a horrible.
Did he rush for more yards than Rams?
Oh, yeah. It was a horrible game. I mean... it was a horrible, horrible game. I recorded it thinking it was going to be, you know, interesting. So I was watching the Cub game. I went back and watched it, and I was like, oh, my God. It was terrible. I mean, it was terrible to watch. It was the most boring game ever. I had to fast forward through the thing because nothing was happening. Anyway, there you go. There you go, Spanky.
That other guy on the sports thing, the Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah, he got attacked. I saw that.
Yeah, there's like some ignorant people run out there and jumped around. Or
I don't know, they're Brazilians or something, upset about something. I guess it's because he made up a story at the Olympics or something. And
about getting robbed or...
Yeah. He said that Brazilian...
He just punched him in the face.
He basically said that these Brazilian people are out of control and that they robbed him and that the security guard said he was a cop. You know, he basically said that the Brazilians were rude. They were angry because he was rude and or they said he was... Or he said they were rude and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So basically, in order to prove to him they weren't, they were so rude they actually showed up to the TV show he was on and tried to attack him.
Yeah, I caught just part of it when the one security guard threw him on the ground and just...
It's crazy.
Had his way with him.
Had his way with him? No, no one had his way with him.
Yeah, it was just awful. Looked like he was just doing all kinds of weird things. Because he's riding like a pony.
No one was having their way with a Brazilian protester.
You rewatch that and watch that security guard throw him down and straddle him.
Oh, my God. No, there was no funny business going on. No one was having their way with anyone else.
I think he was.
You are insane.
What? You got to watch news like I watch it. You got to read into it.
Oh, so my problem is I'm taking it at face value rather
than... Don't listen to the real thing. Watch it.
What I should be doing is, you know, picking up what they're really saying.
Here's how I do it, right?
Yeah.
I watch it, but I shut the volume off. So then I make my own story.
Uh-huh.
More culture. Story.
Oh my God.
That's the way you do it in my world.
Oh, my God.
Great day.
Yesterday, I do have to play this clip because I find it very funny. The woman who's the spokesperson for Donald Trump, that Katrina Pearson, mm-hmm. who goes on these news, she goes on these news shows and just says the most ridiculous things, you know. And she was being interviewed by Jake Tapper of CNN. All right?
Okay.
So let me just play this because it's funny because this time she's so ridiculous, Jake Tapper has to jump in and tell her that what she's claiming has never happened ever in the history of the world. All right? So we have to hear this. Pretty good.
Buzzfeed, it's good to see an individual like Pence and others start to reject this absolute controlled media. James Edwards, a white supremacist radio host, tweeted Bravo. The Daily Stormer, which is a neo-Nazi website, said of the Trump said of the interview with Pence, Trump chose a solid guy to back him up, it seems. Does it make you at all uncomfortable to hear praise from people like that?
No, because you can't control what other people do. What makes me uncomfortable is when the father of a terrorist openly supports a presidential candidate, when someone who simply wants to secure the border is somehow a racist or a bigot. People who want to control illegal immigration are labeled racists and bigots. People who want to stop ISIS from coming into their communities are called Islamophobic. These are hardworking American citizens, and I know that Hillary Clinton and a lot of her friends do not border state. Their children go to private schools and they don't have to deal with the impact of illegal immigration like many of us in border states do. But to insult them based upon an insinuation is absolutely absurd.
Katrina,
we can turn around and say, look at the people that are supporting Hillary Clinton, burning the American flags, defacing public property,
okay,
violently protesting,
Katrina,
calling for cops
no
to be murdered
called,
in the streets. That's
no,
absurd.
No one has called people who don't want ISIS to move into their neighborhood Islamophobic. That has never happened in the history of the world.
That is absolutely what they are talking about. If you speak out against
bringing
in Syrian refugees,
Muslims,
you are a bigot.
People call people who hate Muslims Islamophobic, but people do not say that about people who don't want ISIS to move in. Listen, it's not just critics who are in the liberal media, quote unquote. According to his office, Republican Senator Mike Lee today spoke with Pence and told him, quote, Republicans must identify David Duke's racism as deplorable. Lee also encouraged the Trump campaign to be explicit in its denunciation of the alt-right movement. That is not a liberal. That is Utah Senator Mike Lee, a Tea Party conservative, red Republican. He thinks your campaign and your candidates are not doing enough to condemn these racist views. Is Mike Lee wrong?
And he's also a never-Trumper who has never had anything nice to say about Mr. Trump. And really, this entire...
Oh, my God. I'm going to take that clip.
I think
that
he
has never
get rid of her.
That has never happened in the history of the world.
What'd she call him again? Islamist?
She was talking about people who live in the Mexican border and stuff, and and she said that they don't want people coming across the border, and she says, and they don't want ISIS coming across the border, and then she goes, and then the liberals call them Islamophobes. And he goes, and of course he goes, that's never happened. In the history of the world, that's never, people are, people, you're not Islamophobic for not liking ISIS. ISIS is, I mean, ISIS is this hateful terrorist organization that, you know, literally wants to kill everyone who doesn't follow their way of thinking. I mean, they're lunatics.
Yeah.
They're hateful, dangerous, some of the worst people ever. They're lunatics. But no one says, so of course you don't want them living next to you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they were, it doesn't matter what their religion is. You know, people don't like ISIS because they're evil. If you say, I don't like ISIS, no one calls you an Islamophobe for not liking ISIS.
No.
That was his point. And yet she's saying that the liberals are calling people homophobes if you don't like ISIS, which is completely untrue, you know.
Sound like she's just rattling to hear herself talk.
Yeah. Yeah, so, anyway, I just... I had to hear him say, that has never happened in the history of the world. Oh, I might need that clip. You know, put it next to some of these other clips I got, you know.
I'm masturbating my bedroom every night.
Put it next to this. Yes, I can put it next to that.
A very low class accent.
I put it next to that. Oh, I had to hear it. I had to hear it. Oh, man.
It's good.
Unbelievable. Let's see. Is there anything else? I don't think I got anything. I don't think I have more news stuff. Anyway, that's the news. The news. Now, a classic bit time. It is Wednesday. So, I've got a class. What classic bit you want to hear, Spakey? Any preferences today?
No, just pick one.
Right, hold on, I've got like 3,000 to choose from. So,
yeah.
How about I give you some samples, and you pick from there? Okay. Here's some categories. All right. I have let's see, Vic Bits. I have scripted bits, regular callers, rage, prank calls, parody commercials, mobile unit, Marvin bits, Louie bits, Little Noid, horoscopes, celebrity interviews, Bodine bits. I've got dozens of topics. What would you like to hear, Spanky? Any of those perk your interest?
I think I'd like to hear a Bodine bit.
right, let's see what Bodine bits I have. All right, here is... Here's some of the things. All right. Bodine eats prunes. Bodine gets an orange shot off his head. Bodine gets mad. Bodine gets mailed. Bodine loves America. Bodine's panty raid.
That sounds like a good one.
You want Bodine's panty raid? I don't even know what Bodine's panty raid is. I don't know what that is. I'll be listening with it with you because I don't remember what he's doing there. Let's see. All right, let's go to let's listen to Bodine's panty raid.
Okay.
This should be very interesting. I don't know if these are how this works, but Bodine's. In other words, I don't know. I don't have a. Because I don't remember it, I don't have any way to explain it to you before I play it. Now, what the hell did I do? Bodine's panty raid. Oh, all right. Bodine's panty raid. Give it a listen.
Yeah, we're all ready to go on a panty raid.
You guys ready to go?
These ladies are going to get us on that floor so we can get some panties.
All right, that's what I like to hear. I want you guys knocking on doors, asking for panties, because it's time for the Bodine panty raid. Woo! Let's go, Bodine. Come on,
let's go.
Oh, I know. Bodine's at, this is Bodine. He's at, he is either at Bradley University or Illinois State. This is when we were syndicated. Okay. Okay, let's listen to the rest. Panty Ray Dean!
Come on.
Now, where are you guys going? Are you going up the stairs?
We're up, walking up the stairs. Oh, right to the door right above the top of the steps.
Uh-huh.
Red, our quiet lifestyle area. We ain't. Now, how in the heck did the ladies get such a spacious room?
Buddy, see, this is your college experience that you missed 10 years ago when you, you know,
when you're of age.
Yes.
When you should have been in college.
Well, no, he never should have been in college.
Something's going on. What's going on?
We're walking across the hall here.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Be very, very quiet. We're hunting panties.
Oh, good.
Bodine is on a panty raid.
All right. So we're just going to beat on the door.
Yeah. That's to say, panty raid.
Panty raid.
You're going to knock on the door and say, panty raid!
Panty raid! Panty raid! Panty raid! We're on a panty raid.
Uh-huh.
And we need some panties. She's standing here in a robe with the net.
Yeah! Tell her who you are, Bodine.
I'm Professor Bodine with Ray Lighter's Morning Disaster, and we're on a panty raid.
Tell her you're on a panty raid. Come on.
I'm on a panty raid.
And I need
Come
some,
on.
And
I need some panties.
I need some.
I feel like Elvis. So you'd give me panties if I was Elvis.
Yeah, you'd give me some panties if I was Elvis.
Now give me some panties.
Damn it.
Is she going to give you some?
She's looking.
She's looking for
his wife. Don't give
us over. Period. Well, don't mind if they're dirty or clean. It doesn't matter.
See, I don't want them time of the month panties either.
We need some. It's a panty raid.
See, I don't want those time of the month panties.
Yeah, we don't want the time of the month panties either. We just want the normal ones.
I think you better find somebody else.
Now she shut the door on me, Mr. Lemon. Panty raid.
Oh, man.
The Bodine panty raid at Illinois State University. Happening right now.
Panty raid. Just locking the door.
Are you ready to go on a panty raid?
Yeah, we're all ready to go on a panty raid.
Oh, God, that's great. Bodine's panty raid, Spanky.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was a nice pick, man. Very good. As panty raids go, that was a pretty successful one. Oh, nice choice. I haven't heard that. I do like that.
I don't even remember it.
I remember the clip. Be very quiet. We are hunting panties. But I forgot where it was from. Oh, my God. That's funny. Man. I love that. And of course, if I was Elvis, you'd give me some panties. That made me think of this.
Morning disaster picks me up when I'm feeling blue. It's on my bedside radio next to my rhinestone jumpsuit. Morning disaster with Ray and Sean, Jim and Mikey too. A morning show that's fit for a king. I take my scarf off to you. Morning disaster on five radios in the jungle room. Bodine's cackle, Michelle's voice lifts me from my gloom. Morning disaster is better than fried bananas and peanut butter. You boys always keep old ease, mind right in the gutter.
There you go. The one and only Elvis himself is singing a Morning Disaster song.
That was good.
Oh, my God, how funny. What are you doing the rest of the day, Spanky? Just laying around?
Going to lay around, drink a few, until about 11.
By 11? So you've been, wait a minute, you've been drinking this whole show?
Well, I told you I had to get a beer a while ago.
Were you starting to sober up there? You didn't like that?
Just a hair, but I got me some beer now. I'm getting back in a roll.
Oh, my God.
I had to take a pain pill because my hand was hurting.
Right. Well, wait a minute, let me get this right. When you said, oh, I got to take care of something, blah, blah, you were getting a pain pill and a beer.
Yeah.
God.
What do you take your pills with?
Water or coffee. Or
overrated.
I certainly don't take pain pills with alcohol.
You've been on pain pills before?
Well, yeah, I have.
Right?
I have pain pills right now.
But you read the bottle.
And I don't, I haven't been taking them, but I have them. Like, my knee really hurts, I'm supposed to take them, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read the
but
bottle,
suggests,
and the bottle says don't take with an alcoholic beverage.
It suggests. It doesn't tell you not to.
Right.
You got to read into it again.
Right.
They suggest it to you.
So they're suggesting it. So it's not, you're saying it's not a rule.
No, it's not that you can't have it. They're saying
it is a
you shouldn't maybe have it.
Suggestion.
More culture.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had no idea that was just a suggestion.
Yeah.
That you can drink alcohol while taking pain pills. Oh, look at all the fun I've been missing.
I think I need to come down and spend the day with you tomorrow.
Yeah, you should
relearn
really try
the ropes.
Yeah, you should really try it. You're definitely.
I think you've kind of, as you've gotten older.
Right.
You kind of not paying attention no more to the rules.
Right. Oh, God. I'm going to share. No, I'll do that tomorrow. I was going to do a story, but I'm like, no, I'll do that tomorrow.
I'm thinking about maybe going out roller skating in my Speedos later.
Seriously, you know, I got to seriously ask you this. How much during the day are you wearing pants?
Uh, 20%.
So you're saying most of the time you're wearing just drawers or...
My boxers.
Or boxers, yeah. At least you know, because now that you can't work since you, you know, lost your fingers, you know, I can, you know, I could see what you're, you know, what's going through your mind.
I mean, why get up and get all dressed up?
Yeah. I could, understand that, but here's what I've learned though.
Okay.
In doing this show, you know, I wake up and I put on some form of clothing, you know.
Yeah.
Every morning to feel some sense of normalcy instead of this laying around in underwear all the time, you know. Like, they might not be like jeans or slacks, but I'll put on like even sweatpant bottoms that you'd wear in public, you know?
Yeah.
I'll wear those, but you got to wear something, you know? That's the key. And this is advice for anybody. Anybody out there who's unemployed or anybody out there, you know, doing anything like that. The key is, you know, put on pants every day. You feel more normal when you put clothes on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. If you put, you know, so I'm saying that you don't have to all the time not wear underwear, but I'm saying try so much part of the day where you put some kind of pants on or something, you know, or shorts that you would wear in public. Now, granted, I have to go pick up my daughter every day from school and stuff, so it's a necessity. But even when I do this show, I try to put on some type of clothing, you know. Like, I will admit, mm-hmm. right now, I am very a topless right now. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I can't go. I don't want to go on Facebook Live, you know, because I am topless. And, but I'm at least wearing pants. I'm still wearing pants, even though I don't have a shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my advice to people. If you have to be home for whatever reason, I should write a book. You know, I should write a book about, you know, how to handle unemployment. Because, you know, I've been unemployed a lot. You know, I have been unemployed a lot over the last, like, 10 years. So I've kind of learned how to handle it. You know what I mean? The stress,
yeah.
You know, stress is always there, but you have to know how to handle it. So that's my advice to everybody. All right.
Well, maybe when Nikki gets back.
Yes. Hopefully tomorrow.
We can have an intervention, and I'll try to do a show dressed without drinking.
Just to see how you feel. So you get up and get dressed when you go to the car wash, and you take your clothes off and drink all day. That's what you do. Or it's what it sounds like to me.
Sometimes, yeah. That's about 11 or 12.
But you always wear clothes to the car wash, though.
Oh, yeah, I had my sweats on and a T-shirt.
All right, well, you're still dressed, you know. You're still some kind of dressed. Who's better dressed, you or the homeless guy that's sleeping in the car wash bin?
It's kind of a close race sometimes.
Yeah?
But he's got all his clothes on. Hell, the other morning I was in there, and he had his winter coat on. I guess he didn't want nobody to steal his clothes.
Right, that is weird. How the homeless guys will be 100 degrees out, and they're really fully dressed, you know.
It was like 74 degrees the other morning.
Mm. Well, 75.
Well, maybe just don't have a place to hang his clothes up.
75 is still kind of warm.
Yeah, it was warm enough not to have a heavy coat and flannel shirts on. I bet he had three shirts on.
Absolutely.
And I'm like... I thought, just hang him. I'm going to take him some hangers next time.
Yeah.
And then he can hang his clothes up in the car wash and wash them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Leave him a couple quarters.
That's not a bad idea. Like, you can help him out by just drenching him. When you're washing the car, go over and give him a couple. You know, that way he's clean.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Run into the gas station next door and get a couple of them pine trees and put around his ears with the string.
Help the guy, you know. Help the...
That's my goal for next week. Help the homeless.
Yeah. Well, that's good thinking there, Spanky. Way to go.
Or just sit and drink beer with him, one of the two.
Yeah, either way. You're unbelievable. Yeah. Well, Spanky, I love when you are on the show. You always make my day. I hope you come back tomorrow. Because
I'm planning on it. It's fun.
Because I don't know if Nikki's going to be here or not, so we hope you come back. I mean, good Lord.
I better get out and check the hospital, Stephanie, when I wake up from a nap.
Why would you check? Oh, to see if she's okay, yeah.
I just go down there yelling, Nikki! Just see if she'd answer.
I'm sure that'll go over really well. It'll go over really well. Well, there you go. Everybody, we're or what?
That's what you do for friends.
Oh, that's right. You do. You're a caring individual. A caring individual. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed Bodine's panty raid and Spanky and my discussion. The Elvis morning disaster song and so much more that we did today. We will be back tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Thursday. We'll wrap up the week tomorrow. Wow.
Thursday.
That's another one of my unemployment tips. Always make sure you know what day it is. Just like I forget all the time.
That's excellent to know.
I forget all the time. It's important to know what day it is. All right?
Exactly.
So that's very, very important. All right. I'm off today to go do, I have things to do. As does Spanky. Spanky has to drink more and...
She's still 11.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go watch Gunsmoke after I hang up here.
Right.
And then I'll go to sleep.
I am going to edit and post the podcast. And, you know, I've got to get all that. And then I have to continue. I have to work on... I'm working on a Shaner special that airs Friday. It'll be all best of bits featuring Shaner.
Awesome.
That's going to air Friday morning. So I got to finish working on that. I want to make sure it's wrapped up. I want to make sure it is wrapped up before the show's over. You will actually hear me on Friday morning saying, "And now the Best of Shaner special on morningdisaster.net." And then you'll hear a bunch of Shaner stuff and blah, blah, blah. In fact, I might actually pull me just saying what I said and make that the beginning of the special.
Cool.
It might happen. All right. Let's get out of here, Spanky. Thank you, buddy. It was fantastic.
Thank you. I'm get me one more beer and go take a nap.
All right, partner. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, man. See you.
It's Spanky joining me today and cracking me up. The one and only Spanky. Oh, my God. All right, let's wrap it up. That's the show for today. Talk to you guys tomorrow morning live at 8:30. Those of you listening to the podcast and downloading it, enjoy the show and make sure to tell all your friends about the Morning Disaster podcast. Available anywhere you can get podcasts. iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, podwhatever.com. You know, there's so many different pod this, pod that, pod, you know. Just pick up the podcast, get it. Or the easiest way, just go to morningdisaster.net and download it every single day. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. So long, everybody.